Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
How does it feel to be the public face of the financial crisis? The Green Party leader Eamon Ryan served as Minister for Communications, Energy and Natural Resources in the 2007-11 government. In this week's Humans of Politics podcast, he speaks to A.B. Philbin-Bowman about the level of public anger directed at him and his colleagues following the financial crisis.
I wasn't at Brighton School. I wasn't doing that particularly well. I was a happy enough kid. But our school, in a kind of posh way, decided to do O-levels rather than the intercert at the time. And I did an O-level in ecology, specialising in parkland ecology. The first day we got a bus out to the Glen of the Downs and the teacher sent us out into the forest with a tape recorder and a camera and putty to record tracks of animals and things like that. We ran behind a tree, started smoking and thought it was all a joke. But as the year went on, it was an incredible education. It was team learning in nature, the way I think our education system should go. And it just, at the time, this is the late 70s, we were reading the latest thinking, we were reading Gaia theory, we were reading Limits to Growth, and it just transformed my education. I've been kind of pretty much since then campaigning for an ecological approach to our future.
As a government minister, how much sleep did you get per night?
I slept fairly well because, listen, I was in a difficult family situation because we had four young kids. One of our kids was special needs, so we were in a very difficult situation. My wife, I suppose, took a lot of the burden of that because I was in time in government, which was fairly unusual in terms of the world caved in terms of public finances and the banking system. Now, towards the very end, it was really stressful because, you know, when the world caves in, the IMF comes in and government falls down. And like, literally, it was stressful because we were ringing up at some point there was a wholesale run in the banks, so you'd be ringing Kevin Cardiff saying, Kevin, how much money did we lose this morning? You know, we've lost 3 billion out of the banks this morning. What do you think is going to happen in the afternoon? It's that level of stuff. And if you don't trust what you're being told, you're in real trouble. And I feel, and I basically felt at that time, even though the government was falling apart, political public confidence in the government was shot, actually internally, right close in the centre of the key people making some of the key decisions, there was a collective trust, and that was important. I always remember there was a colleague of mine, Mark Deary, who was a good friend, and you couldn't get a more decent, intelligent, capable politician. I think he said something like, he couldn't walk down the street in his own town, and he's well regarded in his town. And he was hoping, doesn't mind me saying, but he was crying. And I think my friend Mary White, who's a similarly highly capable woman, I think had been spat at in her local town.
Inevitably, in democracy, there's a moment when that public anger is expressed. And in 2011, there was a general election where you and all of your Green Party colleagues lost your seats, you lost your jobs. How does that feel?
I'll be honest, at that stage, it was a sense of relief. From roughly that October, we kind of knew it was really very, very hard, very tough, unprecedented in some ways time. So, and being closely involved in the kind of response to it in within government was very testing. We also ran a really good campaign. We really canvassed hard and we were really proud of each other in terms of internally, everyone ran a good campaign and we lost every single seat and it was tough. But I'll be honest as well, the week after, a few days after, just a sense of huge relief because the responsibility's off your shoulders and the phone ain't ringing all the time. And I went on a holiday with my family and it was lovely. 4 or 5 weeks later, I was starting maybe to get itchy because you're going from hyper busy to, what do I do now? And I wasn't missing the Dáil. I wasn't regretful I lost my seat. I mean, I was in a way that our party had lost all our seats. But in some ways, it was an advantage that we'd all lost our seats. So it was kind of collective again, which kind of helped. There came a issue then about the leadership of the Green Party. So I put myself forward to lead of the Green Party. There was two or three other things I did. Bit by bit, I found even within another few months, each of those kind of things had sort of slightly taken off. And I was busy again. And so one of the regrets I have maybe is I didn't take a complete sabbatical. I kind of found myself 6 months later juggling, leading the Green Party, involved in European climate policy still and climate conversations. And I loved all three of them and I found them really interesting. But I kind of slightly worried I got addicted to being busy. And if I look back on one side of regret, I said, maybe I should have taken 6 months off. You don't get a chance to do that often. But anyway.
And how does all of that impact on, as you say, being father of four kids, and you said one who has special needs? It just must be really, you know, a struggle to be that busy.
I say to people, a lot of my job is going out asking people to run for the Green Party, and and one of the things I say is admit that the one difficult downside thing to be careful about, it is kind of addictive politics. It is kind of, it gives you an adrenaline rush. Like, I mean, I've just come out of a radio studio in RT here, and you wouldn't be honest if you didn't say that sort of stuff is very, it does give adrenaline to people, and you got to be careful that becomes addictive. And I'll be the first to admit that sometimes if you're coming home from that, you're coming home from, let's say, a cabinet or European Council meeting discussing something, to switch off and to switch on to your family and your spouse is difficult. And how do you rectify that? Because by the nature of it, it is full of adrenaline, you know, not always, but it's inuring yourself against that and switching off is probably one of the most important things we should be training people in politics to do. And listen, the public ain't going to say, well, listen, you decided. It's not, no one's forcing you to do it. You put yourself forward. But your family, I think rightly, sometimes have the right to say, they pay a bit for that, I think.
The Green Party leader Eamon Ryan there speaking to A.B. Philbin Bowman for the RTE podcast Humans of Politics. You can hear the full interview on the RTE radio player or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Humans of Politics.